The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One assistant. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain podcast on ESPN Radio.
I think we have become addicted to being dictatorial. We got to tell each other what to do at all times. Like the East German secret police telling Twitter on each other and dictating to each other when and where we can go to work. NBA coaches may be suffering from age discrimination as they may not be allowed to go back to work. Let people do as they will do. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests are at 888-729-3776. Many NBA coaches are upset that they appear to be too old to come back to basketball, to go to the Walt Disney World bubble for the 2020 season. Why won't we let people be in charge of their own lives? That's coming up in just a moment here on The Will Cain Show. But let me hit up the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line where I have Scott in L.A. What's up, Scott?
Hey, well, thanks for letting me come on. It saddens me deeply to call in like this, but I wanted to call you and say thank you as representing, I hope, a legion of listeners. I want to thank you for being the only person in the entire Disney set of affiliates and networks that I still listen to. Even though I didn't always agree with your take, you always did it from an honest perspective. You brought practicality and logic and reason to the dialogue and the debate. And I would be a fool to tell you that I will not miss that. You're like the last saving grace of all those Disney networks, and I'm saddened and depressed to see you go. So, and then on the second point, I think it's kind of rich that the person who is responsible, and Dr. Fauci, for putting 300 million Americans in perpetual fear, me being one of them, afraid to even leave my house, who now popped up out of the blue to tell us we can't have a football season unless they're in a bubble after lying to us about masks and then not saying anything about the protests. I think it's awfully rich that he would pop himself up now because he has created the power vacuum that this should be about police brutality and now it's about cancel culture and going to year zero in American society. And it's all because of his lies that have led us, and I just think him popping up now is not coincidental and putting us back into a state of fear. But thank you for being as great as you are, and I'm saddened to see you go.
Thank you, Scott. I've appreciated our back and forths, our agreement and our disagreement over the years. I will continue to be out here telling the truth, right or wrong. I'll do my best to be right, but always honest. I really appreciate the call. A little bit later in the Will Cain Show, I'm going to talk about some of that hypocrisy. It's enough to choke a horse, but let me go to Mike in Denver. What's up, Mike? You there, Mike?
Hey, Will, how are you, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Mike, listen, I meant to call you. I was trying to get that joke, Wayne, call you Wayne, but I missed the timing. Anyway,
right.
I want to tell you, I do appreciate you, man. I appreciate the way you are, and I don't want you to change. But I do want to I know you know this, but I want to bring it out. Okay, you're flawed just like all of us. And when you get passionate and emotional about something, you're just unwavering in your ability to really, really analyze and look at the other person's point of view. Case in point, just like you couldn't understand Colin Kaepernick and him taking a knee on the flag because of your passion for the flag. I come from a family that paid his due for this country. We know the cost of war, if you know what I mean. From my grandfather to my uncles, I never served, but my family has, a lot of people in my family have served. So I understand the flag, but at the same time, I know that when my grandfather and them came back to the United States, they were not treated or given the rights that a full American would get. they were treated less than. As a matter of fact, my grandfather used to say, I was treated better in Germany than I am at home. And that's come in fact with that era. But I want you to understand, just like you couldn't understand Colin Kaepernick, and you couldn't really go with that, with what he was doing, and you couldn't tolerate it, is the same way that I cannot understand or tolerate anybody saying, hey, listen, I understand that, you know, throwing black babies to a ghetto was, again, or the origin or adjacent to ghetto bait, the term ghetto bait. That is so hurtful to me, and I can't even understand why. It's hard for you to understand that, hey, that's hurtful. And I'm not saying that University of Florida should end it or anything like that, but I want them to acknowledge that, hey, listen, this is not cool. It's the same thing, it's the same argument we've been having for years with the Redskins and their logo. It's the same thing. It's hurtful, but I acknowledge the fact that, listen, this does hurt. We do understand that it hurt. That's all we want. And no, it's just like the police thing. People are saying defund the police. I think that's a slogan that doesn't work. What they're really talking about is reallocate funds from the police, because crime has been down statistically in the United States of America for the past 6 to 10 years. Right. But the funding for police has gone up every single year. It doesn't make sense.
All right, Mike, let me tell you this sincerely. I appreciate the call. I hope you'll hang up and listen. This is what I would say. You're 100% correct. I'm a flawed human being. And the more passion I get, the more susceptible I am to digging in. It's probably not a characteristic I hold alone, but it doesn't mean it's one I excuse myself of. I do try to dispassionately arrive at my conclusions. I do try, but I'm a flawed human being, and I know I fail at that many times. I also know something else about myself, if we're being real. I'm a counterpuncher. I match people's tones. If you call me and you're mad and you insult me, I sometimes react at that same level. And I'm not telling you that as a proud individual. I'm telling you that I know myself at this point, and that's something that I do. You call me like you just did, Mike, very understanding, and make an argument, I hear it much easier. I think, again, that's probably not just me alone, but it's something that self-awareness has to acknowledge with me. That being said, I do mean what I said. I do think we have to be empathetic and understand how moments in history and symbols and traditions can strike certain people. But, Mike, I hope you'll hear me back on this. That's awful. That connection, that gator bait connection to a moment in history, horrific. But I hope you'll hear me on this. I don't think that has ever come to define that term. I don't think it ever really did define it. You know what I mean by define it? Meaning when you hear that, that's almost exclusively and unanimously what you think of. Or really, honestly, even in a significant percentage. I don't know if Mike is still there, but I'll ask my next caller this. Did you even know that before this? Did you ever even thought that? I mean, I would ask most of my African-American callers, did you ever know about that tradition or that moment in time before I told you about it in the first couple of segments? I'd never known about it before Dominique Foxworth wrote about it. And the truth is, he wrote about it 2 or 3 years ago. And I didn't know about it today until Florida canceled the gator bait chant. And all I would argue is, gator bait, I don't think by anybody's definition, not unanimous, certainly not even majority, is associated with that. And the University of Florida president admits as such, has no connection. But because it was next to or proximate to something else that was ugly, it's got to go. Empathy and sanity have to go hand in hand. They have to be married to each other. Eric in Tennessee. Did you know you're a very learned man, Eric? You call in. You're very knowledgeable on things. I hope you're as equally honest with me. Did you know about that before I talked about it in the first segment, that gator bait connection to an ugly piece of history before I told you?
No, not at all. And the good reason for that is I don't care too much for college football, nor do I care too much for SEC football. When I think about Florida, I think about like Steve Spurrier, some type of alligator clapping or something like that. I'm from the Northeast, so college football really doesn't resonate that much with us. But the fact is that if there are very few things that you can hear about that occurred to African Americans and question it, like if you said the same thing was happening to another race or anything else, you would say that has to be an urban legend. But think about where we are in life and where we are in this society where someone can tell you that's the origin of a phrase and you believe it because you know it to be possible.
Hold on.
Very
hold
concerning.
On.
Just so in the question interest, is always,
hold on, Eric. Just in the interest of accuracy, not the origin. Not the origin.
Right. Okay. Yes, I misspoke, but the fact that it has been associated with that in the past. So the thing is that when people find out about it, how do they react to it? And that's what's always going to be the question. And we need to just be honest about ourselves. What's more important, the dignity of those that are doing certain things or what our traditions are? Like me being in the military, there are certain, you know, when we run, we call cadence. There are some cadences out there that have very questionable origins. And there were a lot of people at one point that did not mind saying those things, singing those songs. And when people started speaking up about it, they were like, well, it's tradition. We have to carry this tradition on. And then when you hear that as a person, what you start feeling is, so what you're saying is that I'm not worth changing it. Your feeling of pride outweighs my feeling of use. And that's what it comes down to. And like the thing about the Texas thing, I can't, you know, it hurts when I hear people go after those players is because, just look at, they have COVID. There are 13 players, maybe 10. Who knows how many of those numbers are going to go up. And all they're asking is to recognize that that song has some type of background in it. And people that probably didn't go to Texas, people that probably aren't in danger, are still willing to say, you know what, I would still rather sing that song, even if your pride, and you're putting, you're literally putting your health on the line for us to cheer you at home, in the safety of our home. But yeah, we would still feel comfortable singing that song, even knowing that it does kind of have some type of racial adjacency, which, again, I think is a lazy term, but maybe you want to put it on a T-shirt. Racial adjacent doesn't make any sense, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
and
I don't think it's lazy.
I just think we really need to have that honest conversation with ourselves. And
I agree.
We're going to be honest.
But honesty doesn't mean agreement.
That is more important than just own up to it, right? But we need to have that honest conversation, and we can't immediately dismiss it. Like with the T-shirt thing, I think we really just need to have an honest conversation with each other.
Okay.
And if people fall on the end that you don't agree with, then they need to own up to it, but admit that they might just be a little insensitive towards it, because that's just life. We're human beings, and we have to be able to accept it.
I got it, Eric. I appreciate it. I have to get out of here because I'm up against a commercial break. I've got Kendrick Perkins coming up next. I think empathy has to live within the guardrails of logic. I don't think adjacent is a lazy term. I think it's an accurate term. And I think that in order to have a real sane existence where we coexist with each other, we're going to have to be able to agree to disagree and realize sometimes when something is 2, 3, 4 degrees removed from something, maybe the empathy is running outside the guardrails of the logic. Coming up next, Kendrick Perkins. He's got into with Kyrie Irving, and now it looks like Kevin Durant, too. Let's talk to Perk next on The Will Cain Show.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
All right, it's the Will Cain Show. We apparently have lost Will again for some unknown reason. He's hiding out in Tennessee. Don't know where he went. Nuno trying to give him a call.
Nuno. Right here.
Oh, dude, where the heck have you been?
What were you doing? We're doing a show
about?
Here.
How long have I been gone?
You're gone like 3 minutes.
The song almost finished.
You're gone like 3 minutes.
Had to go to the bathroom.
We're like looking at the thing here. We're trying.
Where did
we're
he
like,
go?
Oh my God!
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins.
I've never had my timing off like that.
That wasn't even close.
Oh man!
I mean, the song was just going.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to you guys panic. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is Perk here?
Yeah, Perk is there.
Everyone's here but you.
Hey, Perk, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Well, I'm doing okay. Everybody else is a little upset with me. I understand, too. It's understandable.
Well,
man. What's up, man? It's good to talk to you. So why you? So what's going on with you and Kyrie? So this is where I want to pick up the beef. You're mad at Kyrie's leadership, which I think is absolutely spot on. I think that it's deserved. I don't know what Kyrie's talking about, breaking away, players league, and all this stuff. But then you tweeted this, man. Excuse my last tweet, but I really took it light on Kyrie today. I could really expose the cupcake BS that he's really doing behind closed doors on these phone conversations. What can you tell me?
I can't get into great details about that, but I will say this. You know, it's crazy because we all fight. We all want the same change. You know, and they had that saying, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. We all trying to fight for the same cause. Listen, I have four African-American kids that I'm raising. Matter of fact, a teenager was just lynched 2 miles away from my house 2 days ago. So we fight for the right cause. But here's the problem that I have with us as a whole. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't make you, quote unquote, a sellout or you're not for the cause. You know, I just don't agree with Kyrie's decision on holding out with the NBA. To me, that proves nothing, especially without a plan. That don't hurt the owners. It hurts the players. And it also hurt us in the long run. And might I add, majority of the NBA is made up of African-Americans, 80% of that. So you're taking money away from them that they could be able to provide in their communities to help change the cause. So my thing is that for some people to try to attack me and say that I'm a sellout because I don't agree with that crazy idea of us sitting out, like, we're not hurting anyone but ourselves. And by the way, if we do choose to sit out and people come to that conclusion, it only goes in the owner's favor because they could tear up the CBA. They could put a hard cap. There's so many areas that we could be affected by this. And I just don't think that it's the right idea.
Perk, it's eminently rational what you're saying. So wait a minute. KD on Instagram, the word you're using, the phrase you're repeating, sellout. KD called you a sellout on Instagram.
Right.
Honestly, Perk, when I saw that, I thought he was talking about you as like a media member and not having players' backs. Are you telling me that was more about not being down with what Kyrie was proposing?
Well, it had to be because from last time I checked, my credibility for us with my players is legit.
Yeah, 100%. But you and I have had that conversation in the past, Perk, right? Like, when you come to the media, you have a job to do, and you got to tell the truth. And some players don't.
Right.
And some players don't like that. Because I thought that's what it was about. But now what you're telling me is it more sounds like it's like, oh, what, you didn't sign off on Kyrie's idea, so you're a sellout.
I'm a sellout. Right. And the crazy thing about it is that just because I didn't say what you wanted me to say, Kevin Durant, that means I'm a sellout because I didn't agree with Kyrie? No, that don't make me a sellout. That's my opinion. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. Hell, the world voices their opinion all the time. Does that make everyone else a sellout? No, that just means that they don't agree with you. I don't agree with what he's talking about. Do I agree that we do need change in America? Hell yeah. Do I agree that we need civil rights and Black Lives Matter? Hell yeah. But do I agree with sitting out or holding out in NBA games is going to make a change? Hell no. And that's what he had a problem with because I didn't agree with Kyrie.
Well, let me say one thing and ask you a question, Perk. Welcome to 2020. Welcome to the world. If you don't agree 100%, then not only in your case it's a sellout, in my case I'm a racist, whatever it is, if you don't agree 100%, if you don't agree 100%, you're something bad. Right? Whatever it is. You're not just capable of being wrong or having a disagreement. You're something really bad. That's how it works now, man. So I've learned that lesson. But so I want to get this one thing clear. So Kyrie, and you don't have to tell me about what's going on behind closed doors. We can just talk about what's out public, right? Kyrie's idea that you don't sign up for 100% was something like with the players only league or neglecting to play this year. And then what Kyrie posted on Instagram to me, Perk, quite honestly, was also like, it was sounded like segregation society. It sounded like leave entire, not just basketball, everything, leave and separate. And so the point I'm getting at, Kyrie's ideas sound pretty extreme. And for you to not sign up for it, that's what you're a sellout for. These, in my estimation, very extreme ideas.
Right. And listen to this. Racism has been around for, what, 400 plus years? It's going to be around for another 400 plus years. We can't change that. And for us to just, and it's bad because we have to keep talking about Kyrie because he keeps coming up with these crazy ideas that's not going to make change without putting any thought about it. That's why I stood behind something that makes sense. Like, will LeBron James put together more than a vote? Voting, having a educating communities about voting, who you're voting for, why you're voting, and all those things. That makes sense to me. That's going to make that have an effect on change. Now, what we talk about here with Kyrie, and I called him out on it. if you're so that involved and so into it, do what Maya Moore did. Walk away from the game of basketball. Walk away today. Don't talk about it. Walk away and take this on full time. I haven't seen Kyrie in the communities. I haven't seen him doing nothing in the African-American communities. The only thing I've seen him do is something for Duke. So don't sit up here and try to be all of a sudden this leader when you were one of the guys who were on these phone conversations for the last 2 months as the vice president of the Players Association, and not one time did you come out and say, oh, I don't think we should play. Matter of fact, you reached out to the Players Association and the NBA about playing. Not about playing, but about traveling to the bubble because you was on the inactive list and how you wanted to be around your team.
Really interesting stuff, Perk. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me some insight into what that was about. I'm really. You got your family there, Perk?
I'm sorry about that. It's twins. They 3 years old, and they don't stop. I go to one room, they run right behind.
Well, I'm sorry I was running a little late coming in from the head, Perk. I appreciate having you on the show today, man. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. Thank you.
Okay, that's ESPN NBA analyst Kendrick Perkins. I couldn't have been that late, guys. 30 seconds, tops. 30 seconds.
Closer to 2 minutes. I mean, do you want us to get the actual time? I don't think you do.
I do.
All right.
We'll play Butthurt coming up on The Will Cain Show.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
I was listening to First Take this morning, and I was thinking when Max Cummins and Stephen A. Smith gave me their opinions on when sports leagues should come back from coronavirus, there was shockingly no room for disagreement. How is that? That's coming up on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you're always free to join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Let us play a little bit of Butthurt. Let's lighten the mood. Let's bring the boys in. Pat, Mike A., Bubba, Nuno. Let's see who among the guys on the staff is most likely to get butthurt in a given situation. Take it away, Mike A.
All right. Let's see. First card, who is most likely to punch the floor? No, I can't do that one. how is your hand, by the way, Will?
My hand's better. Thank you. It turns out I did not break my hand.
All right. Good. All right. First question. Who is the biggest pessimist?
Who is the biggest pessimist? That's a good one. That's a good one.
We got a lot of contenders on this one on this show, I think.
Well, it's tough to say Will because he flip-flops every day. So.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, shots fired.
Whoa.
Am I wrong? I'm pretty sure that's an ongoing bit on the show at this point.
Pessimist? Oh, on our future with coronavirus? No, but I'm also out of the running because I am by my very nature an optimist. I think all of us agree on that. I think we're at three contenders on this. Three contenders on the biggest pessimist. I think I'm ready. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Bubba.
Nuno.
I got.
I heard two, a bunch of Bubbas and a Nuno.
There's three Bubbas.
And I heard a Nuno. I don't know what Pat said.
I said Mike A.
Oh.
Well, a lot of variance.
Okay. I think it came down to Pat, Nuno, and Bubba. I think it was one of those three.
Yeah,
I think Bubba wins the day on that.
Sweet.
All right, Mike, what else do you got?
Any other reasons? Anybody want to tell why?
I mean, it's Bubba.
Should I just go on to the last one, the next one?
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
Okay. Who is the last person that would help you bury a body?
This is good. Now, I like this. Who's the last person that would help you bury a body? While we're thinking about that, I was going to tell this little story. There are very few people. You remember, tying back to how is my hand, when I got upset talking to P.I. the other day and I punched the floor, I told P.I. he's a good friend to this show, he's a good friend of mine, but I'm not going to sell out my principles, not for any friend, not for any loved one. I was thinking about it after the show, and I do have maybe just one or two buddies who are the, okay, I'll rob the bank with you, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, where it's that deep, you're like, okay, I'll do the wrong thing for the right person here. Okay, I'll get you to Mexico after the bank robbery. There's only very few people in your life that should get into that category where it's like, all right, society be damned. We're driving this car over the cliff. Are any of you guys going to be that guy for one of us?
For
you?
Help no.
Me bury the body.
Certainly not for Pat.
Are you saying who is the only one who will not, who is the least likely? Who was it? How was it?
I think we could
repeat
have
the question, Mike.
Because we can rank the guy 1 through 5.
We might be able to, Mike. Real quick, reread the question.
Who is the last person that would help you bury a body?
Okay, all right. The last person that would help you bury. I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
My Pat.
Nuno.
Okay, I know there was a couple Pats in there. Mike A said Nuno wouldn't help you bury the body. Yeah. I'm not
sure
that's
for
true.
Me.
First of all, I would be number one on the list of who's going to help you.
Yeah, you're definitely top of the list of who would help.
I can't believe you voted for me.
We've all been in these meetings. We've all been in these meetings, and we've all done the Will goes, "Hey, can I say this?" And Pat and Nuno goes, "I don't hear it. I didn't know. You go ahead and do." Nuno's very, very conscious of what management is going to think.
What are you talking about? I never say anything edgy. I would never say, "Can I say this?" Everything I say is completely within the bounds of 2020 acceptability.
That doesn't mean, first of all, I'm actually a good friend trying to protect him from the what's going to happen.
No, you're yourself, you liar.
Please.
Hey, let's just, for the audience's sake, they're going to sit here and think Will's out here letting it fly off air. I'm the same dude off air, I'm on air. Here's what you need to know, and I think all of you will have my backs on this. Nuno's little meter inside about management sensibilities is through the roof. If he has a choice at any time, should you or should you not, he will always err on should you not. Nuno will keep me, if he had his way, and Nuno, you would even agree with this, if you had your way, I would be safe and boring all the time.
Oh yeah, because that's
okay.
Really
I'm
going to
change it up. I'm going to change
but Nuno,
it up.
No,
okay?
That's come
because
on, man. I'm not getting
between what Nuno and Pat will do. Okay.
Yes, but just clear this up. Nuno, you even know that's you.
Well, no, all right. You want to do this? Let's do this. We might as well, okay. Right?
I can't believe Nuno picked me. What is this?
Because all right, guy, you're the one that went to management when you didn't want to play the dumb NCAA eating game.
I didn't go to management.
Yeah, you were like, oh no, I'm going to go to management. I'm not going to do this. I'm trying to protect you from you. You're the same guy. You're the same. Yes, you. You're the same guy that it's attacked me because I'm the quote unquote proxy from the mob that attacks you.
You are.
Your little meter
is not just attuned to management. It's attuned to social media outrage. And I've told you I don't give a damn, but every day you tell me how people will hear what I want to say.
Oh, because you want to be a tough guy or act like a tough guy, and then you get your
feelings
hurt.
Well, the world is weak.
And you get your feelings hurt when people come at you on Twitter because you're sensitive. Stop.
Okay. Look, there is only,
You want to be honest until someone says something mean, and then you don't want to be honest anymore.
What
Let
a
me
question.
Tell you something. You're the last guy anybody wants to hear from this because I don't care what the other three guys say. Every single one of us know you're not the guy robbing the bank with this. You're not the guy helping bury the body. You are the tattletale. You're the snitch, and we all know
snitch.
It. and you want to redo the vote, and I guarantee you those other three dudes are all voting. Pat is the one that won't help you bury the body.
Already did.
I just said I want them to change my – because there's a difference between what Pat and Nuno would do. Nuno would be – if you got pulled over and the cop was like, you were doing 60, and I was like, no, I wasn't, Nuno would be like, yeah, you were. Pat would call the cops and be like, he's doing 60.
Pat, Nuno would do this, Mike. The difference is Nuno would be like, slow down, slow down. Hey, man, you slow down. He'd constantly be telling me that I'm going to get in trouble. That's Nuno. But Pat, when the cop pulls me over, would get out and go, I don't know this guy, and don't check the trunk.
Okay, can I just say, I picked Mike A because you'd be like, hey, Mike A, can you help me bury this body? And he'd be like, no, I'm just, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
We might.
Pat,
he might just,
like
I don't want to.
But...
All right,
listen,
that's a good one,
when
Mike.
When you call, I'm the guy. I'm the guy, Pat.
All right, that was a good one, Mike. I liked that one. All right, we'll play Butthurt again in the third hour. Plus, let's talk about how it is you can only have one opinion, only one, as Kendrick Perkins just learned. Coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And you can always join me at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. This industry, this society, this culture is increasingly sick. It is one that no longer encourages debate, no longer encourages critical thinking, only encourages fellowship. And along the way, everybody that asks you to fall in line while they play their tune on their flute, asking you, like the Pied Piper, to march right into oblivion with them, will tell you they are the smart ones. Anybody that would question something is stupid or dishonest. I know I always lament social media, but I just thought this was illustrative, and I wanted to share it with you. This person tweeted this today, and I wanted to tie it into something we were going to talk about. This person covers sports in Los Angeles, I don't know, at several blogs for the Dodgers and Lakers and Rams. And responding to a viral tweet, 200,000 likes on Twitter, that said, I don't know what white man needs to hear this, but I promise you, you don't actually have to play devil's advocate. He said, please tell Will Cain. And then he went on to say that I am a hot take artist that just indulges in middle school debate style of argumentation that leads nowhere. Unprincipled, in fact. What I offer you this up as, and it's just crap on Twitter, but from someone who, A, fashions himself as intelligent, falsely, I might add, and B, is in the quote-unquote media. What I mean by that is actually getting a paycheck for his opinions, is there will be no dissent tolerated. I just want to make one thing clear. I see you. I know you have no spine, and I know you're not smart. I know, because the telltale sign is when you can take no disagreement, you only can either mock or banish it beyond your polite media circles. I know you got a big bag of nothing. You're a jello sack full of weakness. And I know you are not smart. I offer you that up because increasingly you only get one point of view, and it's enforced with an iron fist. You only get one. What's been encouraged here on the Will Cain Show is you get a multitude, mine and yours, 888-729-3776. You can call in. We can debate. We can converse. We can go back and forth. And I know that even those concepts right now in the world are seen as beneath many points of view. It's a house of cards. Fall in on itself. Just because you've taken your safe space college classes and imported them into your newsrooms doesn't mean it's going to last. People are too smart. You know what? People have too much integrity for that. It's true. Listen to the people that listen to this show. Do they do it because they agree with everything I say? No, they don't. They do it because I know they know I am being authentic and real and thinking through this and offering you up the same. And yet somehow this show is the exception. And yet somehow this little corner of the universe is endangered. Because everything else you get from sunup to sundown, from channel to channel, dial to dial, cable channel to cable channel, is one singular point of view. I just ask you this. How is that possible? Think about it for a minute. How is that possible? It's really odd. It isn't reflective of you out there listening. Do you think 90% of people agree with you on whatever side you land on? 95%? You know the answer is no. So how is it possible that over 90, 95% of people in quote-unquote media share the same opinion? It's mind-blowing, right? How does that happen? It happens two ways. One, you believe your position is unassailable, doesn't need to be checked, doesn't need to be debated, and you know deep down it couldn't survive it, not unlike the person I just read to you. And two, an ecosystem of echo chambers that tell you anything that disagrees with you is evil and wrong. I'll walk you through those steps coming up on The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to The Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.